star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches. But now, welcome into the call, the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. A tough game for you guys on Saturday, a 35-16 setback to New Hampshire. As you've gone back and looked at that game, just give me your impressions.
Well, I thought we obviously we played a little better on offense than we had been. That was good. But on the other hand, we didn't play as well as we had on defense, and that got to us. I mean, New Hampshire did a heck of a job, extending plays and converting on third down on us. That was probably the biggest thing. They're a good team, and they played really well, and they got things going. They were not able to run the ball much on us, but they sure threw it around a lot, and we came out of coverage and had a number of issues. But offensively, other than finishing off a couple drives in the red zone, I thought we did very well, much better than we had done up to this point.
Yeah, just start with your offense. Tommy McKee with very impressive number, 272 yards in the air and almost 80 yards on the ground. I know quarterback has been an area that you've struggled with all year long. What impressed you about Tommy's effort on Saturday?
Well, he got the ball thrown to the right receiver most of the time, and that was that's a big plus. And of course, he could run the ball, and he pulled it down and went a few times with some things and all that. He really, for the most part, did a pretty nice job. You kind of can get picky about a few things here and there, but he showed a great deal of toughness and ran our offense, I thought, very well.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I know part of the issue on offense has been some injuries to some of your weapons in receiving, and Andrew Cassidy, your tight end, has been a little banged up, but five catches, a season high on Saturday. What can he bring to your offense, or what has he helped offensively with?
Well, he gives us a little more consistency in there. Obviously, he's experienced. He knows how to play. He's a good receiver, good blocker. And, having him back there, he's almost 100% now. And getting him back there and Tyler Klaus or other tight end to be able to cut down his and his reps. But, it's great to have him back in there.
Defensively, you guys have been really good against the pass all year long, and was it more just Trevor being able to extend some plays, or you talked about some things on the back end that you weren't happy with? What was New Hampshire able to do?
Right, he was able to extend. It started with not getting the rush on him. I thought the New Hampshire offensive line did a great job, or either we did really poor up front, one or the other. We were not able to get the pressure on him. We were not able to get the ball to come out on time or come out early or to hem him up when he started to scramble. And that, you can only cover guys for so long sometimes. And a few times we came out of coverage and he extended plays and he did a great job finding people when he was scrambling. And then other times we just had some had a few just blown assignments for some reason. We just blew some assignments back there, and he got on a roll, and he looked pretty good.
And Neil O'Connor had a big day receiving 192 yards, and he's seemingly been doing that week in and week out. I think he's second in the nation right now in receiving yards, and he was an all-conference guy last year that people knew was good, but what makes him so tough to cover?
I don't know. He is really good. I was really impressed with him. He looks like a pro receiver out there against with us. I mean, he just seemed to have such a knack for knowing how to run routes and then, obviously making the catches. But he looks very sure of himself. He looks very much in control at what he's doing so far as the routes, the adjustments he makes, and then the catches.
Final home game for you guys on Saturday, and I know it's a year that for your senior class hasn't gone the way that they envisioned, but just speak a little bit about what this group of seniors has meant to your program.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of them are banged up, and some of them, haven't had the year because of their injuries and things like that they like to, but these guys have contributed a great deal. They've been great leaders. They were, all here during the summer that worked with their guys and set a great example, and, we'll miss them.
You face a Towson team on Saturday that's also dealt with its fair share of injuries this season. As you've taken a look at the Tigers, what are some of the challenges that they present?
I'm really impressed with the fact they keep playing. They have kept playing. They've had a lot of things that have happened to them, and I think a perfect example was last week in their game against Elon. They were down pretty good in that game, and the next thing you know, they keep fighting, they're back in, and they're going to overtime with them. So, I mean, that says a lot about the type of team that they are, that even though they've faced some adversity, they keep playing and keep playing hard.
How about with your guys as they head into their final home game? Do you feel like that they're still giving you the effort that you're looking for? And what's your message to them as they come into these final couple of games?
Well, yeah, our guys are practicing hard and playing hard, and it hurts them when they hurt when they don't do well. I mean, and they take responsibility. I give them that. Our players, they take responsibility for what they do, whether it's good or whether it's not so good. But all we can ask is just keep working to get better.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks as always for the time this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.